There are times when I read the scripture readings for the weekend, and either I have to delve deep down to determine a compelling theme, or there are multiple themes that pull at me all at once, and I finally have to zero in on one of them. This was not the case this weekend. All the readings have a common theme. The theme is, "You are my servant through whom I show my glory." Folks, human life, every human life, your life and mine, has one single purpose: to become people through whom God's glory can shine forth. As I reflect on these readings with you for the second week of ordinary time, I'm going to present to you two paradigms for reflection today. And in my third point, I will present a practical implication for this coming week. So here is my first point for today. First, let me approach today's readings from the existential standpoint. At every stage in life, the existential questions do not stop confronting us, do they? Who are we? Where have we come from? Where are we going? Really, at this point of time in my life, who are you? And what do you expect as an answer? What if we let today's theme be our answer? You are my servant, through whom I show my glory. Friends, we often think of ourselves as sons and daughters of God. Isn't that right? But to think of ourselves as servant is to be on a totally different paradigm. In fact, Paul, who in today's second reading calls himself an apostle, considered himself to be a slave of Jesus Christ. A son has rights. A daughter has rights. A servant, even more, a slave, has no rights to the household. To think of ourselves as servants or slaves who give God unconditional claim over our lives is a radical way to answer our existential questions that confront us. Does God have unconditional claim over us? Even if we were not sons and daughters, would God have unconditional claim over us, even if we were not sons and daughters? Even if we did not have rights? Would we give God unconditional claim over us? And think about this question this week. What kind of claim does God have over us, on you? I want to present a completely different paradigm in my second point. Now, in contrast to a spirituality that gives God unconditional claim over our lives, we live in a world where today's human beings have assumed the place of God. Now, historically, in the modern world, we assign responsibility to this trend to movements such as the 14th and 15th century humanism, 17th century enlightenment, the 19th century modernism. Now, I'm one of those theologians who think that these movements were not necessarily bad for humanity. Yes, it is true that many influential Enlightenment, humanist, and modernist figures considered God, religion, and church to be detrimental for human flourishing. They considered it necessary for humanity to be set free from the power of God, religion, and church. Certainly, these movements altered the relationship between individuals, society, religion, and the church. Inspired by these movements, Many people altered how they positioned themselves in relation to God. But the next step was even more problematic. Far from seeing themselves as God's servants who show God's glory or merely setting themselves free from the power of church and religions, they set themselves as gods. They did not succeed in getting rid of the old god or religion. Instead, they created new ones. This week, ask these questions. Are there powers other than Christ that have claim over our lives? Nation, ideologies, politics, wealth, ourselves. Does God have to compete for glory in our lives? My third point has the practical implication for us today. Folks, there are two paradigms that I have presented in my first two points. First, human beings as servants or slaves of God. And secondly, human beings as God. Let me resolve this for us today. The objective of humanism, enlightenment, and modernism is to let humanity flourish. And I believe that being a servant or slave of God is the highest human flourishing. And you may find this problematic. How can a slave, how can the life of a slave be good for human flourishing? But the point I'm going to make is to be a servant or a slave of God, not another human being, but of God, is the highest human flourishing. Being God's servant does not demean human life, but rather exalts it. In fact, it is the existential answer. John the Baptist, in today's gospel reading, was not created and called to create new gods, but rather to point to the Son of God. His human flourishing was to testify to Christ. That was his existential answer. Paul tried to play God all his life till he met Christ. He then gave up all claims to glory except to know Christ, him and him alone, to become a slave of Christ. That is his existential answer. Friends, the joy of life is not to become our own gods or to create new ones. Rather, the joy of life is to accomplish that for which we are created, to give glory to God. Today, let us allow Christ to have unconditional claim over us. Son, daughter, slave, or servant. In our family, our work, our social involvement, our recreation, and our rest, God should be able to unconditionally say to us, "You are my servant through whom I show my glory." May we have a goal in life to give glory to God. May we have a goal in life to be servants. Servants of God. Nothing more, nothing less. Amen.